أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 79 of Surah Bani Israel. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform the 5 times salah, and at the time of Fajr to lengthen the qirat. And this was all in response of the difficulties that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing. Here further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala furthers the command to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, a part of the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِ, then perform the tahajjud salah, نَافِلَةً لَكْ, an additional ibadat for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, we will find that before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on the Mi'raj, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had compelled this ummah to perform the tahajjud salat. In other words, it was fard on every person that brought iman. Surah Muzzammil, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that compulsion. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken on the Mi'raj, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made the 5 salat compulsory, and then the tahajjud became a nafil ibadat, an optional ibadat. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you continue with this. Some ulama are of the opinion that whilst tahajjud became nafil for the ummah, but it remained compulsory upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform it. Whatever the case would be, we found that in the seerah, in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very vigilant in so far as performing the tahajjud salat. The mode of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tahajjud, there are certain riwayat, certain narrations, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep and get up. He would perform salat and he would sleep. Amazing is the narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he would get up, he would make miswak, he would make wudu, then he would read the last part or the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will engage in tahajjud, and then he would go back to sleep. And when he would get up again, he would do the same. He would make miswak, he would make wudu, he would recite, and then he would perform his tahajjud salat. So there was one mode of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's performance of the tahajjud salat, sleeping, getting up, sleeping, getting up, sleeping, getting up. Then we find one mode of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tahajjud is that he would get up in the earlier part of the morning, in other words, the late night, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will perform his tahajjud, and then he will go back to sleep. In other words, there will be one period of ibadat. But we found that mostly in the narrations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up in the last third of the night, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his tahajjud salat, and that mostly would take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Fajr salat. Sometimes he would lie down, have a little rest. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not do so. The number of rakats of the tahajjud salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam varied 4, 6, 8. But our mother Sayyid Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to say that it was likely that mostly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was Ramadan, whether it was out of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 8 rakats of tahajjud salat. That was more or less the continuous habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the fadail of tahajjud salat, and Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of doing so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, number one, tahajjud salat was the habit of all the pious of the previous umam. From Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, those who were close to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, they performed the tahajjud salat. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is a means of qurbat. It is a means of gaining closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is a means of expiation of sins. In other words, the minor sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. And number four, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is a way of leaving sins. In other words, through the barakah of tahajjud salat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep a person free from committing sins. In other words, Allah ta'ala will protect such a person. Asa ayyaba'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda. And then perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will raise you to the position of maqaman mahmud, that position which is the praiseworthy station. What is this maqam-e-mahmood? That when the whole of mankind will be assembled on the plains of resurrection for accountability, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not start the accountability. The whole of mankind will go towards Adam alayhi salam to intercede for the starting, for the initiating of the accountability. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will make his excuse. The narration is long. He will send the people to Nuh alayhi salam. He'll make his excuse. And then eventually man will come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go into sajda. He will intercede, oh Allah, begin this. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will accept the intercession of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This intercession is known as maqam-e mahmud. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.